On February 14th, the Fort Bragg Planning Commission considered a use permit application for a cannabis manufacturing facility made by John McCauley and David Eister of Fort Bragg. The application was years in the making. Starting in December of 2015, the Fort Bragg City Government began development of a local ordinance on cannabis manufacturing. This ordinance development process came in response both to changes in state law and interest from these local entrepreneurs and their company, Route 1 Botanicals. Over a period of about 11 months, numerous public meetings took place before the Fort Bragg City Council and the Planning Commission, during which Eister and McCauley spoke at length about their planned facility. The facility would produce cannabis oils through a process using ethanol. The final regulations governing cannabis manufacturing were voted in by the City Council in October of 2016. On February 15th of 2018, Fort Bragg Community Development Assistant Planner Scott Perkins described the proposed cannabis manufacturing facility, which would be located at 845 North Franklin Street.
There's three buildings on the site. They're existing. They're constructed now. The project would include interior tenant improvements and other site improvements. Again, the subject parcel is zoned heavy industrial, where cannabis manufacturing is an allowable use in this district with an approved use permit. The applicant worked really closely with city and county agencies throughout this process. The applicant brought in proposed plans and met with Fort Bragg Fire Department, Mendocino County Building Department, Public Works, and the Planning Department to go over what requirements would be necessary in order to get an application that meets all of the city's requirements.
In his presentation, Perkins also mentioned how there is one church within 200 feet of the proposed facility, which triggers special considerations.
The commission is asked to consider the compatibility of cannabis manufacturing uses within 200 feet of churches, parks, hospitals, nonprofits, or residential uses. The only use within 200 feet is Calvary Chapel Church at 900 North Main Street, which is approximately 160 feet from the proposed manufacturing use. So staff looked at the compatibility with this project with the church 160 feet away. And so the application proposes to entirely enclose the facility within three existing buildings. And the proposed perimeter fence would further shield the manufacturing facility from nearby uses as it's partially opaque. An odor control plan is also in place that's required to mitigate odors to ensure they are not a nuisance at the property line and therefore would also not be a nuisance 160 feet away at the church. The city mailed notices of the public hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the property. And at present, the city has not received feedback regarding the proximity of sensitive uses to the cannabis manufacturing facility.
Perkins recommended that the Planning Commission approve the use permit with a few minor stipulations. The facility is expected to provide 20 jobs in the city. Following Perkins' report, both Commissioners Curtis Bruckler and Teresa Rodriguez raised concerns about the fact that cannabis is still federally illegal. They received responses from both Scott Perkins and Community Development Director Marie Jones.
How about federal law, and how do we stand with that?
My understanding, it's still illegal at the federal level.
Still illegal. So as a city, we're going against federal law then, if we were to okay it.
That's correct. I'd say that just our ordinance that allows it in general is probably going against federal law.
In case if we approve this permit, so financially, how much it will hurt the city if we got fined from the federal?
I think that is an area of law that really probably hasn't been adjudicated yet, insofar as the federal government so far has not gone either into the state of Colorado, the state of Washington, or the state of California to contradict either state law or local law. I think if the federal government was going to take that approach, they would probably start at the state level rather than coming to the Lowell Fort Bragg.
Yeah, but it's the worry because if we are doing something illegal, things can happen. Doesn't matter the size of the state or the city, they will just fine.
During public comment on the item, Commissioner Curtis Bruckler also read a letter he said was written by the pastor of Calvary Chapel.
I am writing in order to object to the use permit for cannabis manufacturing. I was initially approached some time ago by Mr. John McCauley regarding his business endeavor. He informed me that he would be manufacturing cannabis products. I was clear with him that I would never approve of such a business. Based on my personal convictions and past personal experience with marijuana. But I also believe that if someone runs a business that is an affront to my morality, unfortunately, he may have a right to do it anyway. I told him to go ahead, but I do not support you.
Six more people commented against the use permit, including a representative of a nearby fabric store called So-and-So.
My name is Paula Pearlstein, and I'm one of the owners of So-and-So, which is right across from this facility. We have a building full of fabric, which absorbs odors very, very easily.
Jane Goodall.
Even though for the last 9 years, the federal government has simply refused to enforce law in violation of their most important responsibility, which is to protect the people that could change, and individuals and local government could be held accountable.
I'm Marilyn Chelberg. The marijuana, I've heard from people that have taken it in the past that say it makes them lazy, it causes brain damage, and the riffraff that's going to come in. I see nothing but bad things happening.
Later in the meeting, Scott Perkins explained to the commission that the facility had a plan in place for a carbon filter to make sure that no noxious odors left the facility, and that the facility would lose its use permit if local odor laws were violated. Three members of the public spoke in favor of the project. With Commissioner Nancy Swithenbank absent, Commissioners Stan Miklos and Mark Hannon voted for approving the permit, but Commissioners Rodriguez and Brookler voted against it, citing concerns about impacts on the Calvary Chapel and the fabric store So-and-So. With the split vote, the permit was rejected. If Route 1 Botanicals wishes to pursue the project, they will now have to appeal the permit to the Fort Bragg City Council. For KMUD, this is Dan Young.